I'm Steve Bijou, and this is Down Home Corner. If you're from Canada's East Coast and proud of your roots, you're a Down Homer, and we are all connected. Today, we connect once again to Nashville, Tennessee, with Campbellton, New Brunswick's Brenda Best. Welcome to the show. On our last episode, we spoke with Brenda Best. She was our special guest, and we had so much to talk about and so much music to include that we didn't really want to rush through her going to the Grammys. And so what we decided to do was to do a bonus episode of Down Home Corner, episode 4.5, if you will, a shorter version, and we would get Brenda's experiences of being at the 57th Grammy Awards. This episode is dedicated to anyone from back home who's ever had dreams of being a professional singer, a star. It's for anyone who's watched the Grammys and dreamed of being the one up there accepting the award. For anyone who's ever practiced their acceptance speech in front of the mirror. What would it be like to attend the Grammys? Watching from the floor of the Staples Center as star after star gets up and accepts their award, or maybe perform their music in front of their peers and the world. Well, during the 57th Grammy Awards and afterwards during the after party, I got text messages and photos from Brenda Best and her manager, Razor. And I wanted to share it with you on Down Home Corner on episode 4.5. I asked Brenda that after years of singing, performing, writing, and recording, if after all that, and finally attending the Grammy Awards, being in the same room with the industry's most successful, was there an aha kind of moment for the Campbellton, New Brunswick native?
The whole aha moment would be like, winning a Grammy is possible for anyone, really. I mean, if I can do it, so many people could do this. It's just that you got to put your mind to it. And having watched the process of networking as an independent artist, well, my friends, Voter Kellerman and Ricky Kesh, whom I voted for, actually, and supported them along with other supporters, well, they inspired me so much because they're genuine and they're true to their music. And what I learned from that is that when you put your heart and soul into the music that truly represents who you are, it'll speak for itself, you know? So it makes me want to work harder. Like, my future compositions are definitely going to change for the better. Because, like, even when Sam Smith, you know, the first award that he won, the first Grammy of the night, he said on stage, he said after winning that first award that he had put out music before that he felt wasn't as good. It didn't speak to his own heart. And then when he put his heart into it, it spoke to thousands and then millions. And then, look, it won him many, many Grammys this year. So I just feel I'm going to work harder. And it's like whether I would be an artist or the songwriter, I would love to win that songwriting award, you know, someday.
And being in a room full of that many creative people, it does bring your game up. I mean, athletes have said it for years. You know, you want to teach an athlete to be better, you put him with another athlete, you know? Just golfing. I mean, if I play in a foursome with three people who are better than me, my score is lower at the end of the day. So, you know.
And it's nice to think that way. It's a good way to think. It's a positive and it's a positive way. Like, it's not a competitive way, but it just makes you want to challenge yourself even more and say, you know, my God, you know, I've been writing songs, but really, am I reaching deep enough into my heart to reveal that part of me that isn't scared to say it, you know, and just friggin' put it out there and write it and see what happens. And I really truly think that that's the winning stuff right there, because it's you. It's and people want to hear you. They want to hear the real person that's inside of a writer or an artist. Yeah. So it's cool, you know. I think it was the coolest friggin' thing. It's going to take a lot to top that event, you know.
Well, I know what we could do to top that. How about you get me a ticket to next year's Grammy, okay? When they give out Country Artist of the Year, I'll go running up on stage and grab the award. And I'll say in creativity's name, you got to give this to Brenda Best. And I'll call myself I'll call myself Kanye East. What do you think? Is that what?
Oh, my God. You should do it.
Well, you got to get me the ticket first, and we'll talk.
Hey, it's hard to get tickets. You know, even though you're a voting member and all that, I was like the small peanut in the crowd, you know, and it was like, geez, it was like I finally got a ticket. They sold in 8 minutes, and this was to members. I mean, so it's so hard, and I think that I'm going to, like, it was, they announced to us when the tickets were going to go on sale online, all right? So they sent everybody that's a member a bulletin. It's like, you're okay, you can buy a ticket. But they start at noon, exactly noon, and it was December the 8th. And we had to print out a form, a PDF, and print it and fill it and send it in. And then that was the moment that you were to send it in, and you had like press go at friggin' noon. If you were later than 8 minutes after noon, many people did not get a ticket. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. And they cost a ton.
And American dollars too are gonna add here.
Oh my god, they're not even friggin' free. I can't believe it.
I know, and you probably have to pay for the award if you win too, don't you?
Well, it seems like that, you know. We'll see what happens when I win one.
Well, that's good, and we'll take up a collection back home if necessary. Oh, don't worry, we're gonna
awesome.
Get
awesome. No, I think they give that one free, and then after that, boys, oh boys, I think it really changes your lives. Because, you know, we were talking about the aha moment and watching Voter and Ricky. I know I'm mentioning them a lot because we were partying with the winners, you know, of the new age category, because we got to know them. And so we're really getting close to them. And they're wonderful people, too. But right after they won, it's so busy for them. It's like, oh, my gosh. And they were exhausted the next day. We had breakfast and it was like, geez. They had interviews and interview right one after the other. People were coming to them. So it was wonderful, but it's their break, and that's what they worked for. And they were enjoying their moment. So it was really, really great to see all that and to be around them.
Now, it's inspiring. Just to repeat, what were the names and the categories that they won in again?
Yeah, New Age Music, and it was their album is called Winds of Samsara. And Voter Kellerman and Ricky Kesh.
Excellent.
New Age. Yeah.
What did you think when you walked in the building? When you walked in and you could see the stage and you could see maybe a couple of famous people. What did that feel like to? What were your first thoughts?
Oh, if you could see like the face, even like I'm reliving the moment right now as you ask this, and it's like my eyes are bright and light up, and it's like, oh my gosh, I got this gulp in my throat and chills on my arms, and I'm looking up even at everything. Like, I mean, I walk in, it's like walking into the grandest place I've ever seen, and it's like, oh wow, look who's over, oh my gosh, you know. And it's like, I'm that, but really it was an OMF moment, and I almost said it out loud. Yeah. And I said, you know, to Razor, I said, I can hardly believe it. I said, look at this. I said, can you believe we're even here? I said, in the same room as Paul McCartney, Madonna, AC/DC, ELO is going to play tonight. And oh my God, it's like, and Barry Gibb had just won a Lifetime Achievement Award. Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, of all friggin' things. And it's like LL Cool J, you know, I like that guy. It's just everybody's in the same. They're protected though. Like, it was really hard to get close to them. Because again, you know, like I'm just a small guy yet on the ladder, you know. And it's like, they're they're very protected and they're quite far away, but they're all right over there anyway, you know, so you're among that bunch. And it's really, really, really neat. It's neat. It's like I say, it's going to take like a kind of maybe like a lot to top that in my life. Like, although I've always loved life and all the things that come, but maybe I'm just kind of coming down from that high. But as soon as I was in at LAX and like getting on a plane, I was like, oh no, is this over?
It goes so
I'm
quick. I know. It's like a world. You get back and it's all, you almost want to cry because you just, all of a sudden you're able to put it all in perspective real quick, you know, and you go, oh wow, it's done. And you don't even notice it's done because you're still in the middle of it. You're just living in that moment so long.
I know. I didn't want it to end. It was like, wow.
Was it more
treatment too?
Was it more fun watching the show or all the different things around it, like backstage and the after parties? How would you rate that?
Oh my gosh. I think it's hard too, because everything was, I'd say both were a lot of fun, all two. Cause again, it's like, but then again, you know, the after party, I didn't know what to expect for that. And I had more of I knew what to expect for the awards show. But the after party, holy smokes, walked in there and there's like acrobats flying in the air and there's, it's huge. It's like 5 football fields full of, and there's food and it's cooked to perfection. People so well dressed and oh my God, everybody's happy. And again, we were more free to do what we wanted. We could walk around and take more pictures there, whereas we couldn't really take pictures at the award show as much. People would get upset. And they said, they kind of warned us, if you take pictures of so-and-so, you might take your camera away and all that. Really? You know, and I was, you know, that I took one while I was sitting in there with the horns on my head. You saw it on Facebook.
Uh-huh,
was, and I texted you.
Yes, that was, I can't believe somebody was texting me from the floor of the Grammys. That was cool. You sent a picture of the little horns for the opening act, AC/DC.
Yeah.
And I still think they were one of the biggest acts of the whole show. They were, what a great way to open it, eh?
What a great way, for sure. And to supply everybody with horns like that, that was really cool. I thought that was nice, you know?
Any fun or famous encounters that you can tell us about?
Oh, yeah, lots. Well, you know, before I even boarded the plane to L.A., here in Nashville, it was weird because it was almost like the power of attraction. Because the night before that, I had a gig, you know, and I was coming back from, I was in my car and coming home from my gig. And on the radio was, I'm getting drunk on a plane, you know, Dierks Bentley song. And I'm singing it. And as soon as, of course, we got close to the airport, that's the song that's playing in my head, you know, because we're going to be on an airplane. So it was weird because as we're getting on the plane, who the hell is there? Dierks Bentley.
No.
So I managed it. Yeah. So I got a picture with him and I posted that too. I don't know if you saw it.
Uh-huh.
And then I tweeted about it, and I put # drunk on a plane.
I mean, that's a kind of a surreal moment, you know? Like somebody says, you know, I'm sitting with Dierks Bentley, we're getting drunk on a plane. You must have asked him. You must have tried to buy him a drink at least.
Well, I gave him a guitar pick, you know, the famous guitar pick with Brenda Best face on it, my face on it. So he thought that was really neat. And I said, hey, thanks for letting me pick on you. I said, how about a picture? So he was all good about that. And also, I got to tell you what another person that I saw was Gloria Gaynor. And then, of course, every time I meet people that, there's a song in my head. So hers is I Will Survive. And like, as I'm looking at Gloria Gaynor, I'm like, what's I was afraid? I was petrified, you know? And I was like thinking that and like waved to her. And then of course she disappeared. And then she entertained and sang that at the after party. And then, you know, Theo Malcolm Jamal Warner, who was on the Cosby Show.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was there at the awards. I had seen him at one of the Friday night parties, the nominee parties. I saw him play bass, but then again, I saw him at the awards and he was nice. I shook his hand and said hi. And I have a picture and I'm going to post it. It's me, him, and a couple of girlfriends. And then Chuck Ainley, listen to this. He's won many Grammy Awards as a producer and surround sound awards. And Chuck Ainley had produced a couple of the Dire Straits album.
Wow.
Sultans of Swing and Money for Nothing. So in my head, you know, those songs are playing as I'm talking to him. Now, he's really nice because he lives in Nashville, and I saw him before at a Grammy block party. Took a picture with him in the past. I think you might have seen that, too, on Facebook. But anyway, he's nice, and so I was talking to him about water skiing because he really likes that.
Cool.
He goes on one of the lakes here in Nashville and he does some water skiing. So I gave him my card and I said, I hope to work with you someday in the future, you know, because he's producing a lot of stuff on Miranda Lambert. And it would be cool to connect. And because I think some of the future songs that I'm writing seem to might appeal to some of that kind of style that she's doing. So I really would like to connect and reach out to them too about my songs. Wow. But yeah, those are my people that I think I was most excited about meeting up close.
Very cool. So yeah, just to kind of cap it off here, at some point of the evening or the day, you would have thought about somebody or something back home. You would have connected back home somewhere. Who or what did you think about?
Probably thought that as soon as I walked in there, I was thinking, geez, you know, there are a lot more people here in this auditorium than at my high school graduation in Campbellton. I was like, holy smokes, look at this, you know. So, yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind. It was really cool. I said that out loud to Ray. I said, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to tell people back home about this and make a joke about, you know, just how many people are all in one room here. It certainly is inspiring, that's for sure.
Everybody's back in town, June weddings without rain. I love a graduation day, a family getaway, and watching the children play. Now it's time for all of us, it's time for everyone, it's time for you and I to play. Walking on the sand, kissing endlessly, and I love music turned up loud, sitting with a crowd and watching my favorite band play. Yeah, it's time for all of us, it's time for everyone, it's time for you and I to play.
I want to congratulate both you and Razor, because it must have been quite an emotional evening for you at times when you think of, you know, it was an accomplishment of the two of you working at this for so long. And here you are, you know, you're at the party. Truly, for sure, honest to goodness, at the party.
so I'm real.
So I'm sure a lot of people back home are proud of you, and you know, congratulations to both of you. Great work, and wow! Next year we'll be watching you get up there and accept your award.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's so nice to have people rooting for me. So thanks for that, Stephen, and everybody back home. You know, they're all so supportive, and it's encouraging. So thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody out there listening, too. And it's great to see more and more friends connect with me on Facebook and everywhere on my website and that. So keep on coming. I'm accepting many more friends. I don't have an account yet that says, you know, like the millions that sometimes you send a friend's request to somebody like Beyonce and they say, oh, she's got too many friends to accept you. I still got room for everybody in Campbellton.
We got a reserved list in there.
Yeah, we do. Saving some spots.
Hey, you know, for years I watched these shows on TV and I could sit there and go, oh, geez, you know, so-and-so looks good, so-and-so looks bad. I could be critical, I could be an armchair quarterback, but when you're sitting there in the audience, it's a different thing, and you're at that level. You look at it differently, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You sure do. I'm one to talk. I used to do that all the time, watching TV, they're watching the awards. And then it's like, seems like every time you're getting a step closer to it being a reality and you're sitting in the crowd with these people, you're thinking differently because, you know, you seem to understand the process of what it is and why maybe people are wearing something and their fame and who they are. And, you know, some of it is really nice stuff, too, that they're wearing. But really on the fashion side of it, I think it's pretty interesting what it takes to stir up some press.
Well, you know, we think of a lot of people as being zoned out at times. Really, these people are zoned in. That's what it's all about, really. It's being zoned in, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. You got it.
Speaking of got it, was there any goodie bags?
Yeah. Hey, and I'm going to share something with you from my goodie bag. I've got a little something that I picked up for you, Stephen Bijou, because I had you on my mind. That's also, I think it's something you're going to like. I'm going to mail it to you. And, I mean, you were the first guy I was texting from the audience. Hey, Stephen, oh, my God, AC/DC's about to be on. Get ready, you know?
That was so cool.
So I had you on my mind, and also because you're so nice to, you know, you're so supportive and you're interviewing me, and that's helping me get my name out there also and getting support from the people back home. So I appreciate that from you and from all of them. So, I'm sending you a gift for that.
Well, thank you, Brenda. It's a mutual thing. We carry each other, and I appreciate that. And remember, we are all connected.
Connected. You got it.
And let's just mention the website before we go as well.
Okay, it's brendabest.net.
Well, we want to thank Brenda Best for once again joining us on Down Home Corner and telling us all about those great experiences at the Grammys and all the after parties as well. Brenda was gracious enough to record this with us just the next day from Nashville, only hours after returning from Los Angeles. And just after we had turned off the recording device, I can't say tape recorder anymore because it's not actually tape, right? The digital record? Why am I getting into this? Anyway, I just want to say that after we had finished recording the interview with Brenda, Mike had said something, my producer, Mike Cicada. And Mike, if you just want to come in on the mic here and share this, you said something I thought was really cool, too, about Brenda attending the Grammy Awards. How did you say this?
Well, I was just trying to say that it's admirable, and it's quite a leap for us all, because she did this all independently. People might not realize most of her records, right? They'd been independently released, independently produced, funded, which is an incredible feat. Mm. But to make it to this level of the Grammys, and that's a benchmark for music and musicians, especially in North America, to make that by yourself and independently, that's something we really got to tip our hats to, and it's the future, really. And hopefully we see a lot more people doing that, following in Brenda's footsteps, and hopefully they know the name Brenda Best. I know she's not the first, but hey, it's someone from Campbellton, right, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. So in a way, just making it to the Grammys, Brenda Best has won an award, because this is without any label backing her and you know, kind of helping to pave the way in there. So really, it's a lot to applaud, and everybody from back home and Campbellton and all around the Maritimes can really share in this victory. So congratulations, Brenda Best, and Razor as well, for all these accomplishments. Want to thank you for joining us on this little bonus edition, webisode 4.5. We just thought we'd mention it that way. Go to our Facebook page, Down Home Corner. Give us a like. We're almost at 300 likes, and you're going to put us over today, aren't you? Thank you so much for your support. If you want to email us, our email address is downhomecorner@hotmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we thank you so much for supporting us all around the world. We are all connected, and don't forget, on the next episode, we will connect with Down Homer John Dunsworth, Mr. Leahy, and Trailer Park Boys. See you next time on Down Home Corner. I'm Steve Bijou.